Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
Today we are beginning a new section in this study as we discuss how to find the church Jesus built. There are thousands of churches in the world, all claiming to be the church that Jesus established, or at least one of the branches of the church. Jesus came to the earth to build his church, and the Bible teaches us that he built one church only. He did not build hundreds or thousands of churches. If Jesus only built one church, why are there so many different churches? The New Testament tells us that people would leave the truth. Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 31. Paul says, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn every one night and day with tears." Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 31. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, Paul writes, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving." Paul further states in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." So since the church began, people have slowly gone away from the truth. This has resulted in the hundreds and thousands of man-made churches that are here today. Jesus does not approve of these man-made churches. He did not build them. They have come into existence because people have gone away from the teaching or the doctrine of Christ. Many people make the statement, "Churches are all alike." Is this statement true? We agree churches can seem to be about the same, but they are not the same. Churches are similar, but they are not the same. How do we find out which church is the one Jesus built? There are thousands of churches that exist in the world. Which one is the church Jesus promised to build and that he built almost 2,000 years ago? We find the church Jesus built by looking for the characteristics that are recorded in the New Testament. We all use characteristics in our lives. We identify people by using characteristics. People are identified by name, description, identification number, passport number, by fingerprints, even by DNA. Nobody's fingerprints are the same. DNA is also different from person to person. And so we use these kind of characteristics to find or identify people. If your child became lost, how would you find him or her? You would ask for the help of the police or maybe for the help of your neighbors that live in the area that you live. When the police help you, they will ask you, what does the child look like? They will ask you for a recent photograph or picture. For example, if your child is a 10-year-old boy with blue eyes and blonde hair, weighing about 75 pounds, would you be satisfied if the police brought you an 8-year-old girl with brown eyes and red hair? Well, of course not. Why not? She's a child, isn't she? Are not children all about the same? You would not be satisfied until the child with all of your child's characteristics was found. Also, once a child with all of your child's characteristics was found, you would stop looking for your child. You would not keep on looking for your child. The child found would have to have all, not just a few, of the characteristics of your child. Just as children are not all alike, cars are also not all alike. We identify automobiles by characteristics. If you paid $50,000 for an automobile, would you want that automobile to be a small, cheap, inexpensive car? It had better be a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW. What is the difference between a Mercedes-Benz and a small, cheap car? They both have engines, windows, doors, tires, and other items from a car. They are about the same, right? No, they are not the same. They are similar, but they are not the same. If we pay that much money, we will not be happy with a small, cheap car, even though we spend tens of thousands of U.S. dollars to purchase it. The same is true with the church. There is only one church that Jesus built. Even though it may seem to be like other churches, unless a church has all of the characteristics of the church that Jesus built, then it is not the church that we can read about in the New Testament. Yes, it is the New Testament that tells us the characteristics of the church. Once we know these characteristics, we can compare the churches in the world and see which one has the same characteristics as the church Jesus built. The angel Gabriel said, "And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Luke 1 and verse 33. The church Jesus built still exists. By using the characteristics found in the Bible, we can identify that church and become part of it. Jesus only promised to build one church. Therefore, the rest of the churches that are in existence today were started by men, not by God. The way we can be sure the church we are in is the church Jesus built is to look at the characteristics that are recorded in the New Testament. Who is its founder? What kind of organization does the church Jesus built have? What is the plan of worship for the church Jesus built? And what is the way that we can get into that church that Jesus built? These are some of the characteristics. we will begin to look at in our next lesson.